Okay, so this video is about I came across this girl who was telling me how she wants to be treated like a princess and also wants to she wants to be treated like a princess and a queen, but then wants to also be fucked like a cheap whore, right? And most women want this. Most women, they want everything in one man. Just like how most men want everything in one woman too. But most men kind of grow up and grow out of that. And most women do kind of grow up and grow out of that too. Because we realize, okay, look, like a certain type of person is only going to do a certain type of thing. So like this is why when women go out and find men, a lot of women have grown to realize, look, they've got to have a beta man and then an alpha fucking guy, alpha fucks, and then a beta man to pay for all their shit. They do. A lot of people, they know how to properly separate the two, but at the core, like all of us really still want the both worlds. Whereas like the guy's both worlds is he wants a pretty respectful woman who can be a complete total fucking slut in the bedroom. And same thing like with a woman. She wants a guy who could be an arrogant asshole and fuck her relentlessly in the bedroom, but then beat you and treat her like a king, like a queen outside the bedroom. And that is the difficult part. And like, and the reason I labeled this video the male version of friend zoning, this is the male version of friend zoning. Because like I said in previous videos, women definitely win more in the beginning. Like within the first 10 minutes of anything, women win by a landslide. Okay. Men, we just can't keep up. We have to keep trying. We have to try 50 times before we succeed in one thing at minimum. You see, women, they'll win initially the first 10 minutes in everything. But see, women's problem, just to, I mean, in any form of species, a woman's problem is the long term. After the first 10 minutes of winning, that's where their brains are not wired up for that. Their brains are not wired up for survival. That's why they always seek out a man for protection in the, you know, in the long run, especially after they hit 25, 26, they're looking for protection now because that temporary hit just, that's not going to do anything as far as survival for a lot of them. But, yeah, so see, like, see, the man's version of friend zoning, it works the same both ways. The only difference is it takes a little bit longer for a man to get to that point than a woman, because a man has to, you know, actually be in contact with her and treat her well, and that's going to take time. And after he crosses that line with her, like it's very difficult, if not impossible, for most men to treat a woman great and to think highly of her and then fuck her like a cheap $10 hooker. You see what I'm saying? Like you just don't care about her. You don't care about her pleasure. You just fuck her. Like that, at least for me, is very, that is a very jarring situation. That's a very difficult thing. Because I have this issue right now. I'm gonna go spend the night at this girl's house about 2 hours away. I'm in Prague now, and I'm gonna spend the night at her place. And she wants that. Like and see, like most women, they don't want to be told no. And I'm actually dreading spending the night with her. But I mean, but you know, it'll be a free space place to stay while I go to a buddy of mine's party. He's having a birthday party. But see, like telling her this, like she like women don't like, they never like to be told no. So like I'm dreading having to spend the night and have sex with her because like I don't want to do that. Like I don't like to fuck. Like, okay, I know enough about her to where I know she's, you know, I clearly know she's not a princess. But the only way I can fuck her is kind of like a little bit on either I gotta like be nice and gentle with her, or like I'll just pretty much just be a starfish. And it's the same thing like with women going like when it happens the other way around, when the man wants from a woman and the woman just doesn't have it for him. You see, like once you get into that realm of like speaking with them and being, you know, and being nice to them and making deals with them, like you've really got to do that just right to still be able to unlock fucking her like a dog, like a piece of shit. I had one girlfriend I could think of now on top of my head that I did that with. But like I said, that was just one of those scenarios, like everything, like we kind of did everything just right to where I had plenty of respect for her. I wouldn't fuck her over. But when we started fucking, I would like just demolish her. Like demolish. And to push. I mean, it was like that scene in Fight Club. I don't know if you guys have seen Fight Club where Tyler Durden goes in and fucks Helena Bonham Carter's character, and she goes, "I haven't been fucked like that since the fifth grade." Like it was that type of shit. Like we it was that perfect blending. But like usually in my history, personally, once I start to treat a woman with respect, I can't, something in my brain, I can't cross back over and fuck her like a cheap $10 hooker. And I think it's the same thing with women, with guys. Like once guys start to worship a woman, like a part of her can't let go and be a complete whore in the bedroom type of thing. You see, and she really just is. I mean, and to be honest, like it's just not even a turn on for a lot of people. Like every now and then you do meet like some women who genuinely are looking for that and want it. But for most people, it's too jarring. Like I remember my first real girlfriend. I was in college and we had this conversation and we both agree. Like we were never able to be friends and fuck somebody at the same time. Like that is a very difficult balance to maintain. And then both sides genuinely be happy and not just using the other one because, oh, he has a place to stay or, oh, like she has enough money or, you know, there's usually something else backing it. But when the two are like, genuinely meeting at that point, like that. Now that's something a little more special, I think personally. But yeah, the male version of the friend zone is totally that. It's totally once it gets to the point, I think where you can sit up on the phone and talk to her about shit and like actually ask her questions, like all of that just like takes away from fucking her how she really wants to be fucked. Like it destroys it. It really does. And I told the girl I ran into, I said, I genuinely feel sorry for women in your position because that's going to be a very difficult thing to find. Because as from a woman's standpoint, she's always going to find a man that says, yeah, I can do it, you know, because he just wants sex. Like you'll always find a woman will. The only reason a woman does not have sex is because she's not saying she wants sex. All right. Or it's not with the guy like that she's, you know, being picky about type of thing. That's the only, so they'll always find a bidder for sex. But like I said, women, they win 10,000 fold initially. Like if a woman wants sex, she's going to say, I want sex. And within an hour, she'll have 8 guys at least lined up trying to come fuck her. Now, a woman's problem, like I said, is the long term, trying to keep a partner around, trying to get a guy to give a shit about her, trying to get a guy to actually want to marry her one day. See, that's where women struggle hard. That's where they, for whatever reason, it can be their self-esteem issues. It can be they're just not marriage material. They're just not relationship material, and men know it. But she looks great, so they'll fuck her. You see, like a woman's life, man, like that shit. That is very stressful. And that's just for like the basic things. And we're not even diving into a woman's need to want to please people and constantly. I don't care if she's the deepest, darkest feminist on the planet. A woman's natural order is to want to please you. And once a woman, once any woman, I don't care if she's the biggest dyke on the planet, the hardened bitch, whatever. Once a woman realizes she cannot please you, that like she can't do it effectively, or once she realizes this, like women want to commit suicide. Like they need that validation. I don't care how tough she's acting, anything. I remember, man, I tell you, man, some of the best women I ever had, I would call them whores, but some of the best women I ever had, they started out like, I'll be honest with you, I was younger and I was like, I would be afraid of them because they would be like, you know, kind of tough look. I remember one girl specifically, She wasn't a dyke looking girl, but she wasn't feminine. And she would always be around a girl I was fucking at the time. And I would like legit be scared of that girl. Like I would be like put off, and like I would seriously be kind of afraid of her. And what I found out is this: those women who are like that, who like it's like the meaner they are in the beginning, those are usually the best sluts you can have. Like, and the reason they're mad is because they're stuck in this endless vortex of wanting to please people, but not really being able to keep them around for some other reason. So like they're these women are so strung out on pleasing people that they just develop this anger towards the world because they couldn't do it. And that's how they end up like that. I remember one specifically. Those girls will do anything. But like it's like the more butch and the more dykish they look, and the more just angry they are in the world. I haven't had like real butch women though, like with the close hair and all that. I never had one like that. But like if she still has some decent of hair, and if she's like the more bitchier they are, and not even bitchy like, but the more just like stoic and closed off they are from the world and frowning type of thing, the more they are like that, I'm telling you, those are the best sluts you can have. Though they will do anything. I'm telling you, it has never failed me. And for a while, I was starting to only target out those women because it never failed. It never, ever, like they just, and it's like, they, like they're really the weakest ones for real. Like, cause I like, man, I got so many scenarios going off in my head from dealing with them. Like when you get them for real, you talk to them and you separate them and you really like genuinely talk to them, like their defenses drop. All that, you know, frowning, it all drops. And they will literally give you the shirt off their back, like at the, like right there type of thing. But the reason why is because they've done that so many times and people took it for granted. Like, so this is going on to another topic, but usually the two best sluts are the really hot girls and the borderline butch dyke girls. Those are usually, in my experiences, the two best sluts you can have. When I say slut, I mean like the girls that are willing to do anything. I mean, there's also like girls in between, but you see, in my history, dealing with the girls who are like, okay, see, those girls are usually the more difficult ones to deal with because they're swaying so much. See, like the ones, I'm really going on a side rant now, but the ones who seem to be like, you know, like between like sixes, and I say between 5.5 to like 7.5. So they're like in that okay range type of thing. Like you'll fuck them type of thing. Those girls usually suffer from more mental issues because they're not consistently in one bracket. So meaning like, let's say if a girl's a 6, she goes around, you know, she goes to this one pub and she drops to a 2, and then she goes to this other pub, she catapults to a 9. So she like her calibration is just all off for what to expect from a man. You see what I'm saying? Because I know if any of you watching this, you have girls in your neighborhood, like they're cute, but they're not like hot, super hot, or they're cute, but they're not like super ugly or like just weird to be around. So like it's like for women, once they end up securely in one spot, then it's like, oh, I'm free because I'm just this now. But when they're like in that okay area, see, like when they're in that okay area, one minute they may go to this one pub where there's, you know, a bunch of much uglier women. So they go up in the game and guys are worshiping them there. So they'll get used to that being worshipped, and then they'll go out in the world and then end up in a territory where they're like, you know, a 4 out of 10, and they're still expecting the same worship, and these guys are throwing them away, and then they get these attitudes and they want to get worshiped again. And so they're always bouncing, you see, so that their mental stability is far more off in terms of who to please and what to expect from a man, you see. Like they're just completely fucked up. But like the women who are, like I said, the women who are just at the top of the food chain, and the women pretty much like at the bottom of the food chain for whatever reason. Like, it's not, maybe not, she may not have to be just horrifically fat. Like, the girl I'm thinking of right now, she wasn't horrifically fat at all. She was smaller than I was. And she wasn't ugly. She wasn't ugly. The one I'm thinking of right now, she just wasn't feminine. But when you got her, like, man, we had sex next to a highway one time where everybody could see us. Like, she would do anything. Like I'm not joking. We were, like, outside, like, next to this highway, like, on this hill, everybody could see us drove past, and she was just doing everything. Like, but we were, like, in just the right spot to where, like, if you even called the police, by the time, like, they would have found out how to actually get up there, like, we would have been long gone type of thing. It was one of those weird scenarios. But, yeah, man, like, I'll tell you, like, the women who were, like, always kind of hovering in the middle, those are usually the ones who are the most mentally fucked up. Like, meaning that, like, you don't know what to expect. Because, like, when they're at the top of their game, you pretty much know what to expect, at least personality-wise, in dealing with them. Now, when it comes to actually having sex with, like, a 10 out of 10, you know, like, it's pretty much like Russian roulette with two slots. Like, either she's going to be a great, amazing whore, or she's going to have just no awareness of sex whatsoever, because she's used to just being pretty, so guys could just hump her, so she doesn't have to do anything, because her just being pretty is enough, you see? So you never really know with the pretty girl. It's usually one or the other, but usually pretty girls are, you, it's like when they're really pretty, they're usually far more honest. You don't have to worry about, like, does she like me and blah, 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 blah. Like, they're usually, like I said, once a woman is, like, securely in one spot in the dating market, then it's much easier. Like for instance, like older, like a friend of mine, he likes to have sex with like, you know, older women, like damn near grandma type women. And from what I can see of that, it's the same thing. Like, once a woman knows she's, you know, potentially like, a, you know, an older woman, well, it's much easier to deal with her. Once a woman knows she's very pretty, it's much easier to deal with her. Once she knows she's, like, kind of on this kind of dykish role, it's much easier to deal with her. But when they're, like, just kind of, they're kind of working at Target or something, they're kind of cute, but they don't have what it takes to really grow to a next level or anything. But she wears tight pants and has a cute smile. See, those women, those are the ones that, I mean, you can have good luck with them, but those are the ones, like, I prefer not to mess with, because they're really unpredictable. Like, they don't have anything to really align with fully, because they're cute but they're not hot, or they're cute but they're not ugly. So it constantly fluctuates depending on the day and the attention she got that day. Those women are just trash. The women who, and a lot of times those are women who just end up just physically even more fucked up, because that constant change of, oh, well, I'm a 9 in this boat, but I'm a 3 over in this boat, that constant change, it wears them down, and then they start eating their feelings, and then they end up 400 pounds in 2 years. Like, it's just those women. No, like, if she's working at IKEA or some shit like that, you know, like IKEA, you know, any, if she's working somewhere that didn't require something, I wouldn't fuck with her. I wouldn't. Okay, if she's working at some place that didn't require something, and she's not, like, superbly in one boat or another boat, like, physically speaking wise, like, I wouldn't touch it. I wouldn't touch it. I don't care if she just looks just right for me. That I've had enough experiences with those women to know, just no. It's just not worth the middle. The extra mental issues that those women carry, or like the bar sluts. And I remember before I left the U.S. this last time, there was this bar across the street. And it was the same thing. It was the same, the bar sluts, even she was, when they were working there, they would go in there, and it was the same thing. There were, you know, those, you know, solid sevens who, if they go over here, they'll be worshipped like a 9, but if they go over here, they'll be degraded to a 4. And it was just the same thing. Like, you can sense it on them. Like, they're just, like, one day you'll go in there and she'll be acting like she has some sense. And the other day she thinks she's too good to, you know, look at you type of thing. Like, it's just dealing with, it's just that quality of woman. Like, just never, no, I wouldn't recommend dealing with them. But that's the video. Sorry for the rant, but that's it.